In today's Ag News for the Deep Southeast, a special report from Washington, D.C., and comments for our region from Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. In his first press conference with some farm broadcasters, he says ag trade is a top priority, so I posed a combined trade question dealing with peanut exports to China and changes to NAFTA with regard to Florida winter vegetables.
From our Georgia farm broadcaster, Tyron Spearman, I believe you know Tyron, wants to know if you see anything on the horizon that might mess up our deals for peanuts with the Chinese. And of course, with all the talk about NAFTA, South Florida winter vegetable producers that produce during the winter months got thrown in with the rest of the deal in NAFTA. Wanted to know if you had any ideas in mind for the South Florida winter vegetable guys that are still standing.
Certainly. We understand that our vegetable growers, primarily located in that tropical area of South Florida where they can grow some of those winter vegetables, that have not benefited as well as some other aspects of agriculture. And that needs to be considered. That's one of those kind of things that we need to talk about as we talk with Mexico about NAFTA. We've not had any discussion about peanuts right now. I don't see any change there. I think Tyron and his peanut guys from Georgia, Alabama, Carolinas, Texas are going to be well served by the trade negotiations. The good thing about our peanuts is they're high quality, received very well across the country. But if you talk to Tyron, tell him I could sure use some of those fried peanut butter jelly sandwiches up here.
We'll see if we can.
Okay, all right.
From the nation's capital, I'm Gary Cooper, Southeast AgNet.